Muchas gracias.
Thank you, President. And first of all, I'd like to thank you for the way in which you, as President, is steering our work during your presidency. I'd also like to thank the other presidents, the other P6. They're working closely with you, I know, and I know that you are also submitting this document also on their behalf. I'm taking the floor in the informal meeting because I haven't received instructions from Capital yet on your proposal and the Russian proposal as well. But in principle, I think I could make a few preliminary comments pending receiving the instructions, which is why I wanted to take the floor in this particular informal framework. I wanted to refer to your specific proposals on PP4 to start off with. I think you have really grasped the concerns of several delegations, including my own. And I think that the language you're proposing in the document uses language and some terms that have already been approved by the CD in the past. And I think it leaves enough room for maneuver for constructive ambiguity, for instance, substantive work. I think of the discussions that we've had in previous years, it's emerged very clearly that, you know, different delegations have different approaches to what we understand by substantive work. As some delegations have said, it might entail negotiations because that's the mandate. But I know also that there's room for maneuver here for other approaches. And that is why I believe that PP4, as presented by you, is a very good alternative. We heard a Russian proposal this morning of some concern because it seems that this proposal might make a more formal distinction between substantive work and negotiations, from what I understood, at least from the Russian proposal, which is why we would prefer to work on the basis of this proposal, your proposal, President. I think it's very positive and we can accept it. President, I'd also like to thank you for the fact that you have accommodated comments made by my delegation in the past. We didn't really understand the difference between OP1 and 2, and I know that you've tried to integrate these. So we're giving content to the mandate of the subsidiary bodies in a more, in a clearer fashion, as per Rule 23. My delegation would still prefer a more tangible, specific mandate. In principle, the subsidiary bodies are deemed to be bodies for specific tasks. And I think it's going to be hard to design their work under mandates which simply replicate the mandate of the main body. Having said that, I think with the Russian Federation proposal in this regard, perhaps changing the language here and there, we could build something that would be acceptable to all delegations, without having to stress the vision that my country has adopted exclusively. In OP3, I agree with Pakistan, and I believe Cuba as well, and I think also the UK to some extent. The agenda as such, well, I don't think it has to be approved as such as part of the subsidiary bodies meetings, but there could be, if you like, a list of topics, a list of issues, some timetable of activities established? And possibly even a decision on the very format of the sessions. My delegation can be flexible. It doesn't have to be a conference decision as such. I believe that there needs to be room for maneuver for the operating of the SBs so that they can take the decisions. In fact, my delegation is open to the fact that the coordinators of these bodies has a degree of freedom to organize the work as they deem fit. But I think it would be useful to have a sort of general orientation set out so that we have an idea in turn as to how the work is going to be conducted by the subsidiary bodies, so that we, if you like, in turn, can also identify our positions before the work starts itself. We can pinpoint ourselves what topics are going to be addressed, what the timetable is going to be, and that gives us a little bit of room for maneuver in turn, working with our capitals, so that we can better prepare the work. And as part of this proposal from the Russian Federation, I think in that regard, on that proposal, we could work to build on something. We also agree in part with Russia and South Africa when we're referring to how we organize the subsidiary bodies' work. We would prefer it to be a draft decision rather than a draft program of work as such. It seems to me that dovetails better with the nature of what we're trying to establish here as we distribute the topics, the issues. Many thanks.